Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Biden administration has confirmed reports that Russia is developing a weapon that has the potential to threaten satellites. But Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder stressed this point.
It's not an immediate threat. It's not an active capability. It has not been deployed.
But such a system could potentially interfere with systems used for communications, transportation, weather, and financial transactions. In Miami today, a former U.S. diplomat is being formally charged with acting as an agent of the Cuban government. NPR's Greg Allen reports Manuel Rocha has been in federal custody since he was arrested in December.
Rocha is not expected to be in court. The 73-year-old filed papers waiving his right to appear at the arraignment and said he's pleading not guilty to the indictment. Rocha faces charges he acted as an illegal agent of a foreign government while serving in various roles with the State Department, including ambassador to Bolivia. Prosecutors say he was first recruited by Cuba in the 1970s. He was arrested late last year after a series of meetings with an undercover FBI employee who posed as a Cuban intelligence agent. His arraignment was postponed twice before, an indication Rocha may be engaged in discussions with the government about a possible plea agreement. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
A New York judge is expected to issue a final ruling today on a civil fraud case against former President Donald Trump. The judge has already determined that Trump and associates committed fraud. He ruled they misstated the value of some of their New York properties to get better financing from banks. Prosecutors want them to pay a fine of $370 million. Trump claims he's innocent. Mourners in Kansas City held a vigil last night for the victims of this week's mass shooting. One woman was killed and more than 20 others were shot. Police say this stemmed from a dispute among people and is not related to terrorism. Relatives of Israeli hostages in Gaza are becoming increasingly worried that time is running out for a ceasefire and a hostage-prisoner exchange. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sat down with the uncle of three hostages.
Yishai Dan's niece and her two children were kidnapped and held for 2 months in tunnels. He says the 12-year-old now has trouble sleeping.
His mother had to show him, to open the door outside to show him no Hamas there. He was 60 days alone in the night, black day and night, all the time, alone.
His 16-year-old sister had a different yet equally frightening experience.
All the other hostages all the time was around her and don't leave Hamas to come too close to her. They know what can happen. So they don't leave her any minutes.
The children's father is still being held, and they are worried sick.
They love him, and they want him back.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR. Last night, University of Iowa senior guard Caitlin Clark set the NCAA women's basketball scoring record. The Iowa Hawkeyes beat Michigan 106-89. Greg Eklund has more from Iowa City.
Caitlin Clark needed only 8 points to set the record, and she scored the team's first 8 points in the game. The record breaker was a 35-foot three-pointer that has been commonly known at Iowa as the Logo Three. Clark says she felt comfortable early when she made her first basket.
It's like a green light just to get another one up, and that's exactly what it was. So I'm glad I made my first three and just kind of launched the second and went for it and went in. And I guess the rest is history.
Clark scored a career-high 49 points in the win. She now has poured in 3,569 career points for the Hawkeyes. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in Iowa City.
A former FBI informant has been charged with lying about President Biden and his son, Hunter. Prosecutors say Alexander Smirnov claimed to an FBI agent that the Bidens had accepted $5 million in bribes from a Ukrainian gas company. But the prosecutors say Smirnov told them lies and that he has a political bias against the president. House Republicans, who have opened an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, have been using Smirnov's allegations to try to build their case. President Biden is scheduled to visit East Palestine, Ohio today. That's where a freight train derailed a year ago, spilling toxic chemicals. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.